The typical Roman soldier's sandal was made of rough, tough leather. It was a piece of thick leather that was fashioned in a way that it was airy, it was laced on the top of the foot, and it was very well fixed with the straps or the strings going around the ankle so that the foot was nimble. He was able to march without blisters and sores. It was a flexible material. And underneath the sole were metal studs. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. And I'm thankful and I praise the Lord for the opportunity to bring the message of the gospel again today. And we're looking again at the Christian armor and protection for our feet. Now, as you know, the feet are vital, whether it's walking, running, or any athletic activity. But in warfare, to have your feet protected is absolutely essential. And we'll be coming to that in our program here today. We're turning to Ephesians chapter 6. It's all about our stability, our standing, our ability to withstand the enemy. And for that, we need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. My prayer is that through these programs, week by week, that the Lord will use His word in your heart to build you up in the faith. And if I can be of any personal help, make sure you give me a call or send me an email. You'll get all the announcements toward the end of the program. And so stay tuned, and I trust the Lord will minister to your heart and give you His favor, His blessing in your own soul as you join with us through the program here today. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher, and I'm counting it a privilege to preach the message of the gospel to you. So open your Bible at Ephesians 6 and join with us as we let the Bible speak. Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to read today from verse 10 through to 18, and contained in these verses are the seven items of armor that the Lord commands us to put on. So let's read again these verses, Ephesians 6, commencing at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. May the Lord in grace minister to your heart today.
Forth and let your praises ring to Christ. thank thee today for the gift of faith, that ability to receive the word with joy, rejoicing in the good news that Jesus is our mighty and perfect Savior, to accept the cleansing of the blood of the Lamb, and that our name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Lord, we praise thee today for the gospel. Make us good heralds and good preachers of the word. And I pray that you will come to our aid and be with us in this worship time. Speak to every heart. Thank you for every brother and sister with a heart desire to glorify the Lord and live for thee. Strengthen us. Put new life within us. Enable us to serve thee, Lord. And I pray for help here in the pulpit now. Come to my aid. Give me the words. Give me an unction. Give me that blessing and help from heaven I need. In the Savior's name, amen. Amen. Ephesians 6 and verse 15 is our text topic today. As we come to this next item of armor, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, if I wanted to be funny, and I don't, I would say, you know, that text that how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. Now, that has to be something of an analogy because the literal version of that is not very nice. My feet do not do justice to any gospel text, but we are going to be talking today about the Christian's feet and the enabling of us to stand. And we are exhorted here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15, to put on the shoes of the gospel and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Latin term for boot or sandal is kallege, and it is the name that was given to Caligula. He was the Roman emperor 4 years after the Lord died. In AD 37, Caligula came to take the realm or the reins of the empire. And his name as a young boy was Little Boot, Little Boot. And that name stuck, and he became known as Caligula. Now, the typical Roman soldier's sandal was made of rough, tough leather. It was a piece of thick leather that was fashioned in a way that it was airy, it was laced on the top of the foot, and it was very well fixed with the straps or the strings going around the ankle, so that the foot was nimble. He was able to march without blisters and sores. It was a flexible material. And underneath the sole were metal studs. They, of course, would give good traction and good wear. It was also a weapon when you were on top of your enemy. And just imagine getting that sandal with those steel studs crushed down upon your face in combat with a Roman soldier. Now, this was standard footwear for the Romans serving in the military of Rome. And these sandals, of course, were vital to the soldier who needed to be fast-footed while on the march and sure-footed when he was in mortal combat with the enemy. I think you'll agree that it's difficult to imagine a Roman soldier standing in bare feet. Bare feet mean that you're vulnerable. You're not ready. You are at risk. You are not equipped to enter into battle or even to march. Now, we're not going to take this as a a literal application to the Christian. The Apostle Paul is looking at these sandals and he's thinking, what lessons can we learn from these Roman sandals? What are the issues of the Christian as we march for the Lord and serve Him against our mortal enemy, the devil, who seeks to trip us up, who seeks to get us off guard and attack us at our most vulnerable spot? I have learned that in warfare, enemies may lay not landmines, but spikes in the ground. And they would be hidden in the grass or the brush. And when an infantry would come along, if their feet were not well protected, they would walk on these spikes. And they would be painful. They would become infected. And in time, they would render the soldier useless, that he could not fight for his army. And these things and these lessons need to be applied to our hearts and to our lives, because we know the wiles of the devil. He seeks to attack you at your most vulnerable point. He seeks to find a way to render you no longer strong and standing for the Lord, and ways to trip you up. And the Christian who feels to have this preparation will not stand. Now note the emphasis is on the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now we began our service today with Romans 5:1 talking about this peace that has been purchased at the cross. And there's one thing that you must enjoy as a Christian to be effective in the Lord's service and in the Lord's army, and that is gospel peace. It must fill your heart. It must thrill your heart. It must be your song and your delight. And if you are worshiping God on any other grounds but gospel peace, you will be filled with fear. You will be despondent. You may become discouraged and thereby defeated. And of course, we can see that we're commanded to put on the shoes of the gospel of the preparation of peace, that we might be ready at all times. And so the first thing that we need to look at here today is that this preparation of the gospel means for the Christian a state of readiness, having your shoes, your feet shod with this preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, the infantry soldier has to be ready to move at a moment. Mobility is very important in military warfare. Battles have been won and lost at the ability of a general to move his army to a new location, even at great distances. And the Lord calls you and me to be always ready to move, ready to work, ready to advance, and ready to serve. And so I have to ask you, are you in a state of readiness? If you're stuck in a rut, if you are in an armchair that you can't get out of, if you have found some little comfort zone, that's where you are and that's where you're going to be tomorrow and the next day, well, you're not going to be a very effective soldier for the Lord. And so the question comes, are you ready? Ready in heart, ready in mind, ready in spirit to be a witness and to be a soldier of the cross. Now, they not only speak of readiness, but also endurance. You can only walk so far on bare feet. Well, maybe if you were born barefooted and lived barefooted all your days, and there are probably peoples around the world that could probably outwalk most of us here on bare feet. But I think you understand that when your feet are well protected with good footwear, that you can march long distances. Roman armies marched very long distances. And I thought on the distance from Rome to Jerusalem. And you can do this on Google. Just put in Rome and you put in Jerusalem. And it comes out at 3,400 kilometers. That's a long way. Rome, right through Turkey into Syria. Of course, there's waterways as well to get over. And then down in through Syria, down Judea to Jerusalem. 3,400 kilometers. That, if you calculate it, at it's about 60 days of marching. 60 days on foot to make that kind of march. They demand endurance. And of course, ancient wars were very long drawn out. It took weeks and months to get an army into position and on location. And sometimes by the time they got there, the battle was all over and they had to fight for the same territory all over again. So you would have double battles. You would have, like David, when he arrived and he saw the smoke and his village was burnt, the wives were taken. And I'm sure in ancient warfare there were many times when an army was responding to a situation and they arrived, by the time they got there, the harm was done, everything was destroyed, and they would have to rout the enemy all over again. And so movement, position, logistics was extremely important in warfare at that time. Now, as we take that to our hearts today, in your Christian life, speed and endurance is very important. Now, you're not called to be a Christian for an hour or even an hour a day. You're called to be a Christian 24/7, every day of the year and all the days of your life. And what you may accomplish for God in 1 month or 1 year may show very little. But God is going to take your whole life. And so he calls you to be a disciple, to sign up for permanent service. It's not just for a short time. And you're called to endurance. And for that, you are to put on the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. And that's why this peace that Christ purchased at the cross, that was won by the blood to bring reconciliation between your heart and the Lord. The state of your heart at peace is so important. You can't endure as a Christian living on fear. You can't endure wondering about your performance. Am I good enough? Have I done enough? Have I paid enough? Did I say enough? Did I read the Bible enough? Did I go to church enough? You can't live on fear. You've got to enjoy the peace of the gospel. And you are exhorted to put on, in this text, the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. And that means to be at peace with God in your own heart. That this is the gospel for you. And you can march on it today. And you can march on it tomorrow. And you can face the rigors of life on the terms of gospel peace with God. And I pity the man or woman that doesn't have that. I really do. I think of wives at the kitchen sink in the tasks of raising their children and all the temptations that the devil might bring along even in that daily chore. You need to have undergirding your life the peace of the gospel. A father going out to work, providing for his family, wondering how long his job will last. Of all the changes that life brings, the pressures. And let's face it, the older we grow, the greater the responsibilities also seem to grow. And you're going to face mountains of responsibility. But as a Christian, you can endure, you can keep marching when you possess and enjoy constant peace with the Lord. You're not taking the next step in fear, as one with bare feet would do when in enemy territory, with those spikes and snares or gins that are set to trap. You need that undergirding peace. Another thing that these shoes do is they give a state of readiness. Agility is required, because on the battlefield or on the march, the enemy may appear from any direction. An ambush may be set to spring from any point, and you need to be on your feet and ready to respond. Now, a well-trained soldier will respond to new orders, new directions, instantly. He doesn't stand around trying to rationalize and say, well, what makes him think that we need to do this? When an army is not on the ready to obey orders, they're in danger. And the Bible tells us to put them in mind, to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to be ready to every good work. Just think about this. Maybe tomorrow, the Lord is going to open up for you an opportunity to serve, to witness, that you've never had in your life. Just think about it. Tomorrow, a situation will arise, an opportunity to shine as a Christian. Are you ready? Put on the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. In 1 Peter, I read that we are to be ready always to give answer to every man that asketh you of the reason of the hope that is in you. Are you ready? That's the lesson that we have here in this text. And so there must be ability, agility, and availability. How's that for words beginning with A? Ability, availability, and agility. Have you got those three things? Are you available to the Lord? Are you saying, Lord, choose me. Here am I, send me. And then you are agile. You're willing to turn whichever direction you may need to go, that you might be in the right place in the will of the Lord. And you know what happens when you make yourself available? The Lord looks after the ability. Because who is sufficient? Who is capable? We don't boast and brag, well, I am. I'm all equipped. But when you're available and you're ready, you're living in that spirit of readiness, the Lord will make you able, and he'll make you his instrument and his vessel to serve. So we move on to the next one, and that is reassurance. Reassurance. Now, what's different between reassurance and assurance? Well, a new Christian comes to the assurance of salvation. And that's a great thing, to be able to say, I have trusted the Lord, he has saved me. But as a Christian soldier, you've got to keep marching and say it every day. And that's reassurance. And these sandals of the gospel of peace help us to have this wonderful gift of reassurance. The sandals help you to be sure-footed. They give you grip. Remember those metal studs that are in the soles. They give traction. They keep you on your feet in the slippery places so that you don't yield your ground. And you can imagine in combat with soldiers fighting one another, there's pushing, shoving, elbowing, weapons coming at you. And if you get off your feet, you're defeated. You're down. And you're either going to need help from your comrades, get you on your feet, or you're going to get trampled into mush in the battlefield because you've lost your foot. But this gospel of peace makes us sure-footed. Now, I'm going to use the word settled because it's what the application is. The sure-footedness is the picture. The sure-footedness is the analogy that the apostle is using here. But you apply it to your heart, the meaning, the personal benefit really is to be settled. Settled. Settled in gospel experience, your testimony, that you can say, I have peace with God. And that's where Romans 5:1 comes in so wonderfully. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And if you're going to be a good witness, a good soldier for Christ, on your feet, you need to be settled that you've been converted, that you're really born again, and you have this salvation through the gospel of the Lord Jesus.